The governor's office gave, I believe, $1 million to it, and then that was matched with grants and donations. And so this is a program that has already spread out through Maricopa County and then Pima, and then they came to us and said, we'd like to do it here. One of the challenges is actually to identify the foster kids. They don't have to identify themselves, but we want to give them services. And so Foster Ed comes in, and they kind of, based on a tier of needs for those students, will give more services for the students who have more needs. And what they're looking for is consistency in these kids' lives. Sometimes they are bouncing around from school to school, and if it's possible to keep them in the same school, we will. And so they just offer a level of services that certainly we don't have the capacity to do what they're going to do. We have lots of students who need more help than we can give them. You know, we've had a focus this year on a need for social emotional staff to help students. Certainly these students need more resources than we can give them. And so I would say, yes, absolutely, there's a need for that.